listening to The Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Hey there, Kiri. It is Kirsty here from Unusual Pet Vets, Chermside. How are you going today?
Yeah, good, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, all good, thank you. All good. Lovely to hear your voice, though I must admit I was also secretly, sort of hoping to speak to Al. I don't need to speak to Al specifically. I just got an email from him only a few minutes ago about a history request.
Sure.
I'm very happy to talk to you. I just say hi from him.
I can definitely put him on. He's busy cleaning an enclosure. I'm sure he'll love the break.
I would love to be rescued from that. Look, it doesn't really matter. It's just to talk to you about the email histories, because I have speculated and I've seen evidence that maybe something's going kinky with our emails. I think you guys probably think we've been not sending histories, because this is now the second or third time I've seen where we have sent a history. I've got a record of having sent the history, but then we have a new history request. So Al just emailed very recently asking for histories for a few birds under the surname Gibson that are coming in this afternoon.
I did say that I think we've got some through for them. Yeah, he just didn't see the filing. He's still getting used to our system here. Some for birdie num-nums that came through Viva, so Adrian's system prior to the takeover.
Okay, you do have that? Because I emailed them in February, so you do have them already?
Yes, I do have that, and it did come through in February. Let me just double-check, because I'm not sure who the other bird is in question.
So the full story, Yoshi. Yoshi, and then I've also sent Lulu as well, because I may as well.
We didn't have Lulu, so thank you for sending Lulu. The section he was looking through, he didn't realise that there was another section that all the files are attached.
Well,
and yes,
totally
we've definitely
then.
Got Yoshi's one as well. So, no, your system is definitely working A-OK.
Well, there's definitely been some others then past. Like, there was one time I even tried to call the clinic and I couldn't get through, or maybe it was just after you closed or something. I can't remember what the situation was. Honestly, it was probably 2 months ago that I tried to rectify this. There'd been a request. I think even the client was shitty with us because they thought we hadn't sent the history, that we were withholding the history, but I had a record that we had sent the history, and I wondered if maybe there's something, like it's going to a spam folder or it's being blocked.
Yeah, no, we check all that as well. Give me, I can definitely have a look up on our system to see if we've got the said history that might have been lost in transit. But
it was ages ago, I can't remember. But
yeah.
And I did try to deal with it at the time, but then I'm only on one day a week. So.
That's fine.
Anyway, I'm glad that you've got the others. Just in regards to those birds, as I said in my email just a few moments ago, they haven't actually visited us as UPV, so we don't have any history on our new system. There's no other history that you're missing. It's literally just that Viva history. So
yep, no, we've definitely got Birdie, Num Nums and Yoshi, but thank you for sending Lulu, because we definitely didn't have Lulu. So.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that wasn't part of Al's request before, but I thought, well, I may as well just give it to you so you've got everything.
Look at you, being very efficient with your job. Thank you.
No worries at all. If there's any other times where it seems like we've not sent it, like, do check.
Yeah, we'll definitely follow up. Yeah, no, definitely.
Sometimes it's a delay because there's a process we have to go through. Our vets have to read and assess everything is fine in the history that we have any control over. EasyVet history from UPV ownership. Not that there's ever any significant issues, but like if there's we've got a templates that are pre-filled. If there's just like lots of code in there because the vet hasn't deleted the pre-fill code, like we like to tidy up. Shit like that. It's not anything dodgy.
That's fine.
They like to just glance and make sure everything's where it should be, and then approve us to send it. So then we send it, but I do wonder if sometimes, so I've even had one where I've sent lab results to a client and then they've chased us up a couple of days later because I haven't received it. I'm like, I know I did that, and B, I can see a record in our file happening. So I think sometimes things don't make it where they need to go. So
if we definitely request it and it hasn't turned up, we'll give you a call. Yeah, no, that's fine. But no, thank you for touching base and thanks for sending that history through.
All good. Glad all is sorted.
Okay, thanks, Kirsty, and I'll let Al know that you said hello.
Yes, say hi from me.
We'll do. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad he's landed there. And
he's doing a few casual shifts. Well, we've got nurses down, so, yep.
Okay. Cool.
Excellent. All right. Thanks Kirsty. Bye.
Bye.